Hello, hello everyone. It's a bit low for me, you know. Is there any? I'm a bit tall. For, I don't really want to.
No, you can hear yourself.
You yeah? All right. You can hear me, yeah, everyone?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm Aaron. This is.
I'm Satwant. Good to meet you. And Greg, he's not here, but he sends you his love. this is our app, Stop and Search. I'll just kick things off. That was a nice introduction, by the way. Thank you for that. How it all began. Apps for Good is a course done by CDI Europe. It was open for people aged between 16 and 25. The whole principle was to create social apps that had a benefit for the community. The course lasted about 8 weeks. 4 weeks of that was in the design process, coming up with about 21 ideas. And those ideas were then kind of shortened down to like one main idea, which was then kind of taken forward as our final choice. So R1, as you should already know, it was about Stop and Search. What is a Stop and Search? A Stop and Search is the power that the police have to stop any individuals, any of you, whether you're walking in the street or in your car, to stop you and ask you questions and then follow up those questions with a search if they feel that you may have any drugs on you or any illegal substances or a weapon. So that's what a stop and search is. We looked at the trend between stop and searches and the amount of stop and searches that were occurring in one particular aspect. We've got some of the statistics here. So this is section 44, and we can see that between 2007 to 2008 there was like an increase of almost threefold. There's a massive increase of the amount of stop and searches that are going on and how many people that's affecting. Now, maybe due to this increase, or you know, although there's a massive increase, you can actually see when you look at these figures that in roughly every 10,000 of those stop and searches, only 6 actually result in an arrest. Just 6. So that's like a lot of people. And if you actually look at that even more specifically, that actually kind of works out to be 99%. It's 99% of all of these stop and searches do not result in an arrest. 99%, that's a lot of people that, you know, are basically getting affected by something and they shouldn't really be affected and they don't really know what's going on. That's a lot of innocent people, hopefully all of you guys, really. So we want to look at how those people might feel. So here's a couple of the ways they might feel. They may feel disempowered, you know, what's happening? I'm trying to get to work, I'm trying to get to school, I'm trying to get around and, you know, I've just been stopped. Frustrated, you know, why is it me? What's, you know, I haven't done anything, I'm an innocent guy or girl. Confused, I don't know what my rights are. What can the police ask me to do? Where can they take this? Am I going to get arrested? So we want to tackle this. That's exactly where we come in, Stop and Search.
Okay, and as you can see on the screen, the main aim of our application is basically to make Stop and Search as transparent and as fair as possible. I don't think it's pressed
right now. Press down.
Okay, so these were basically the main three things that our application offers the user. So you'd actually get to know your rights fully. There'll probably be a couple things in there that you weren't really sure that was your rights before. Get to log your experience on like a more personal level, like how much respect do you think you were treated by the officer, and how fairly do you think you were treated. And also, you can rate your experience more in terms of the procedure that was used to actually stop you. So you can actually answer like yes or no questions like did they offer you a slip, did they tell you their name, stuff like that. And you can also see the how many people have been stopped in your local area and how they felt about getting stopped and searched also. Yeah, so this is like a little demo of how the application actually works. It's only available on the Android platform at the moment, but we're hoping to spread it out across like BlackBerry, iPhone and all that. So as you can see, you've got the Know Your Rights at the top, Log Your Experience, and the Stops in Your Area at the bottom. So click on Know Your Rights, you've got Stop and Account there, and you've got Stop and Search. Click on it, gives you a definition of what it is. Scroll through, we've got like in a comic strip view, you don't want to put a lot of text on there, so, you know. And like the speech bubbles are actually interactive, so it'll tell you what the police officer might say to you, and it will say what you might be thinking, and then each side of it, you can basically shows you what you can say or what your rights are. in each instance.
So, I mean, there's the different kinds of stop and search. There's a stop and account and a stop and search. The first one was a stop and account, and this kind of goes into more detail about what stop and search is and the difference between them and why they may occur, and again, what your actual rights are in each particular aspect of this and each particular stage of that stop and account or stop and search. Again, we wanted it to be, we didn't want a lot of information, but so we chose a comic book kind of look. We had a short period of time to do this, and there was a lot more stuff we wanted to cover, like getting stopped in your car, or if you had had a camera, and we wanted useful links, and we kind of put that in the further information part as well.
Mm-hmm. And this is actually the Love Your Experience section. So, this is the more personal thing I was talking about, so you can just basically rate your experience out of five for each of these different topics, really. I can actually see it from there, but yeah, it's easy to use once again, not too long.
It also kind of locates where you are exactly, your location, and that's actually never been done before. Even the police don't know where stopping accounts happen by street, they only know it by borough, so this is like the first time ever that's getting logged, that information.
And this is actually the checklist for police procedure, so once you go through this, you actually know if how you were stopped was, if you were stopped in the right way, basically. And when you finish, you just submit your experience. And as we said before, you can actually check out your local stops and see how many people have been stopped in your area and how they felt about it. So if you click on that one there, this is just an example. So that's about it.
That's that one. So that's what it is at the moment. As Aaron said, it's just at the moment it's just on Android, but we'd like to have it cross-platform on all devices, iPhone, BlackBerry, and also like a web presence as well. So even if you don't have a mobile phone, or you don't have a mobile phone handy, you just gone home, you might find it easier to do that. We also want to actually work with the police as well and have a complaint or commendation system as well, where you could complain if you feel that something's gone really wrong, or you feel as though something that checklist wasn't quite right, and accommodation as well. If you feel like a police officer has done a good stop and search, something that you can see the purpose of it, then you should be able to accommodate the police officer, and hopefully that information will go forward to the police so they know how to do stop and searches, you know, in a way that people who are getting stopped and searched won't feel too uncomfortable about. And again, we run it worldwide as well. This is just based in the UK, but we would like to do it in the, especially in America. We know that the police and civilians seem to have a bit of a problem there. That is our whole presentation. Thank you very much. But we would just quickly like to add, there's like another course coming up that CDI is doing. And if you are aged between 16 to 25, you just come up to us. We've got some leaflets and you can apply. And guys can maybe do something similar to what we've done and benefit your community as well in a similar way. So thank you very much.